Quote from Othello by William Shakespeare. 'Tis within ourselves that we are thus or thus. Othello gives an interview about tribal scarification. I'm not talking now about adornment, the showy cut as a thing of beauty, the hacked out tracks laid down as a signifier of adulthood or courage. It's not about the bite down on wood as the skin is raised on fish hooks, then sliced through and fed on ashes to keep away the spirits of the dead. I'm talking about signs of belonging to other ghosts, the secret mutilations, the gouges, gashes, scores and slashes hidden except from the ones we own. These are our history written into deeper flesh. We hide it in the ease with which we come naked to lovers, or in the skill we demonstrate in giving all yet nothing. The taut covering of skin, the thin spine of a knitted ridge of flesh is just binding. The book is shut to the uninitiated. Scars are studied only in the script of damage. There are times we cannot read ourselves, but we can always sense a tightness, this constant tug of something resisting, a catch in the breath on certain words. We can recognise our tribe in a man who moves so his back is never to the door, or in the flare of a woman's pupils in the dark corner of a house without trust. Quote from Othello. Have you prayed tonight, Desdemona? Health and safety report on the accident to the operative. The machine made some strange noise, grating sounds, but it was when it began to chew up everything it could create that she understood that it was breaking. She had tried to keep input constant. Sameness can reduce the variables. Difference can aggravate its workings, cause judders and red warning lights. She had tended this thing for so long that she was loath to cut the power and leave the room. It could be fixed, was the mantra she chanted to others. First, it was a hanky. Then fingers. A hand. Next, a throat sucked into the machine. The guard should have been up, I know, but once it had her, it wouldn't let go. Even when mended, you can detect a stain on the belt in certain lights and out of true cogs. But machines don't cause accidents. People do.